I'd like to ask Alderman Linsky to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. We got a couple-minute late start here. We just had a quick meeting that I'm sure we'll be updating you on is the internal schedule that we'll be talking about for the Andrea School with regard to board discussions. So we'll have that out to you as soon as possible, but I know some of you were coming in and out, and that's what it was that we were discussing. So it was kind of getting all the players in the room to talk about the next couple months, what that'll look like, and we'll have that out to everyone very soon. I have a feeling that Alderman Fuller and Rice and Gentile are going to be very busy the next couple months. But thank you, everybody. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, October the 1st. There is a memo on your desks this evening from Alderman Yates and Fishman, who have been on the Needham Street Right-of-Way Working Group. That is on everyone's desk. I believe it was also emailed out earlier today, and we'll have it in the online packet as well. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And at this time, I'll start with the first call of reports, and I'll recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hess Mahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. The good news is we're going to have a short meeting tonight, and the bad news is there's no report of the Land Use Committee.
Oh.
However.
But is that the reason why we're having a short meeting tonight?
That's right. That's right. So try and curb your disappointment. I would ask, however, to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. If you turn to page 202 of the docket, it's a public hearing to be assigned for November 13, 2012. Petition number 164-06, parens 4, Whole Foods Market Group, Inc., petition to amend the site plan approved and special permit site plan approval and extension of a nonconforming structure, number 164-063, granted on April 4, 2007, in order to remove 5 parking stalls and to construct an addition to an existing nonconforming structure at 916 Walnut Street, Ward 6, on land known as SBL 62412, containing approximately 37,870 square feet of land in a district zone business 1. And that is all for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee report given by Chairman Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report begins on page 199. Docket item 60-10, parens 2, Alderman Hess Mahan proposing that Chapter 30, Sections 30-15, S10, and 30-24 be amended to substitute a requirement for a three-dimensional computer model for the option of providing a scaled massing model for special permit applications in the planned multi-use business district for a Section 30-15, S10A, and for commercial and or multi-family development with a gross floor area of greater than 20,000 square feet per Section 30-24B in order to facilitate compliance with recent amendments to the open meeting law, and that Sections 30-23 and 30-24 be amended to reflect the filing procedures for Article 10 of the Rules and Orders of the Board of Aldermen. We had some amendments made that evening that we wanted to make sure were done before that we put it out to the board, and in talking to members of the committee, we believe this has happened, so I'd like to have a suspension of the rules to poll my committee to take this off second call.
Motion has been made and seconded to suspend the rules so that we can take the item up on first call. All those in favor of suspending the rules say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So if I could have a show of hands from zoning and planning members about taking this off second call. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who am I missing?
8.
Oh, 8. There we go. So that passes, so that's now on first call. The next docket item is 150, and that was approved 7-0. So, docket item 150-09, paren 7, Director of Planning and Development proposing that Chapter 30, Section 30-13 be amended to establish a mixed-use 4 district, that Section 30-15 be amended to create a new Section 30-15W and revise Table 1 and Table 3, providing dimensional standards for development in the mixed-use 4 Section 30-15W shall include specific standards and special permit criteria for height, residential density, setbacks, accessibility, street level transparency, lobbies for low activity uses, open space, and an incentive for including mixed use residential dwellings, and that sections 30-13H and 13I be renumbered and revised to include specific special permit criteria and allowed shared parking and connections with adjacent lots. And this was approved 8-0. The next item is 150-09, parens 8, Director of Planning and Development proposing a certain parcel of land located at 28 Austin Street in Newtonville, identified as Section 24, Block 9, Lot 15, known as the Austin Street Municipal Parking Lot Zone, be rezoned to the Mixed Use 4 District to allow and mixed-use development, and this was approved 8-0, and all other items were held.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Santiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you very much. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report, but I'd like to be recognized for the sign of public hearing.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
On page 205 of the docket, 301-12, Design Review Committee, in accordance with 558 of the City of Newton Ordinance pertaining for site plan approval for the Shaw School renovation project. And that's for October 17th.
Okay, October 17th, public hearing on the 558 for Carr School. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, we have the Finance Committee, and the report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee report begins on page 200. Item number 279-12 is honor the mayor appointing Nicholas Reed, Chief Procurement Officer, effective September 10, 2012, approved 6-0. Number 103-12, parens 2, his honor the mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $75,000 from Forestry Services full-time salaries to Forestry Tree Services. This was approved as amended as a vote of 3-0. The amendment, just so everybody understands, instead of transferring $75,000, only $40,000 will be transferred, as the Parks and Rec Department has received verbal acceptance of by two people for job offers. So we need less funds for the outside contractors, and we need to retain some of those funds for the salaries for folks who will be on staff. Number 127-12, his honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $20,000 from the Newton Marriott Norumbega Park maintenance account for the purpose of improvements at Norumbega Park per condition number 26 of special permit number 385-08, approved on February 17, 2009 for the Newton Marriott. That was approved 6-0. Number 205-12, his honor the mayor requesting an amendment to the F.A. Day Middle School Construction Project Appropriation Schedule included in Board Order Number 115-12, approved June 18, 2012, by reducing the amount of $35,334 from the appropriation for general contractor and adding that sum to the undistributed project budget This was approved as amended 3-0-3 with Fuller, Lappin, and Linsky abstaining. The amendment, so people understand this, the same total project cost remains of the $7,538,396.19. What changed is, in addition to the adding the $35,334 into the undistributed project budget, which for those of you who don't understand that, that's the Alderman contingency line. In addition to that change, you will want to know that the sprinkler and related work line item went down by $803,453, while the general contractor line went up by $768,119. That's why it was amended. Turning to page 201, item number, docket item 56-07, parens 5. His Honor the Mayor requesting that board order number 56-07, parens 2, be amended by reducing the amount to be used for borrowing by $53,446 and appropriating the $53,446 from the Capital Stabilization Fund for the purpose of closing out the project. This was approved by 6-0. And the last item is number 278-12, His Honor the Mayor requesting adoption of Chapter 40, Section 21E of the Mass General Laws, authorizing municipalities to set interest rates for any overdue charges or bills. This was approved as amended 6-0, and the amendment in that case is, when I read the language, it had said to set interest rates for any overdue charges or bills. It was amended so that this was specifically only for police and fire details. And that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I believe that concludes our first call of committee reports. Is there any other business before the board before I ask the clerk to call the roll? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of reports in our referral docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye, with the exception of 150-09, parens 8, which I vote no.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile. Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent on all items except item 150-09, parens 8, where the vote is 22 yeas, one nay, and one absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry. Before I recognize Alderman Linsky, I just want to let everyone know that our next full board meeting is Monday, October the 15th, where the mayor will be presenting his next five-year capital plan. So just want to let everyone know that after our first call, the mayor will be joining us to give his presentation. Okay, is there any other business before the board this evening? Seeing none, I'll recognize Alderman Linsky.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. President.
A motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:05 p.m.